We're well overdue big El Nino. So it's, well, first of all, inevitable we will get another very big El Nino. It's often very difficult to say exactly when that will happen, but the evidence that's been put out by the Bureau of Meteorology and other groups around the world certainly points to an El Nino developing with a reasonable chance that it'll be a big one.
And what are they basing that on?
Observations of sea surface temperatures and a whole range of sophisticated modeling that takes that information and uses it to predict the probability of an El Nino forming.
And you're saying the world is overdue for one. Why?
Oh, because it's been quite a long time since we've had a big El Nino. They typically occur roughly every 5 to 7 years. It's been a while since we've had an El Nino, a big El Nino. So just statistics and probability tells you you're overdue one. It's like earthquakes. If you live somewhere where there's major earthquakes, the longer it is since you've had one, the more likely it is that you're going to have one soon.
Now, this doesn't necessarily mean that we will have dry times over winter, and winter rainfall will be less, but it does tend to be warmer, doesn't it? Even though rainfall may not be affected that much.
Well, it depends where you are. If you're west of the Great Dividing Range, there's pretty good relationships between El Nino and dryness. So if you are to the west of the Great Dividing Range and a strong El Nino, a big El Nino forms, it does tend to be reasonably well correlated with below average rainfall. If you're to the east of the Great Dividing Range, the relationships are much weaker. So it very much depends where you are. But there's certainly a statistical relationship between El Nino and below average rainfall, and it would be certainly worth planning for to the extent that one can plan for these things. It's obviously a nightmare scenario for an awful lot of farmers.
And seasons haven't been that great in the last sort of 4 or 5 years.
That's absolutely right. That
So
isn't
I
because
guess
of El
this is
Nino.
compounding on top of what has already hasn't been a great pattern anyway.
So it's not a good news story for a lot of the people who work the land west of the ranges. We think there's increasing evidence that climate change is driving changes in rainfall patterns and a drying of that landscape. Put an El Nino on top of that, and you obviously end up with circumstances that will almost certainly necessitate large-scale government responses to support the farmers through periods of drought, because it could be extremely challenging, or even more challenging to those communities than what they've been through in the past.
But El Nino per se is not necessarily related to global warming.
No, El Nino is ancient. It's been going on for hundreds of thousands of years, longer than that. So there is a natural cycle that flicks between El Nino and La Nina. It has done so for hundreds of thousands of years, as I said. What the difference is that the large-scale changes in climate driven by CO2 emissions and global warming is changing how the landscape and how our climate responds to an El Nino in ways that mean that we typically go into an El Nino in a much drier state than perhaps is historically normal. So that El Nino hits farmers earlier, and assuming it lasts for as long as it typically lasts for, the droughts tend to be more intense and last longer, which again is not exactly a good news story.
And I can remember back to the big El Nino of 81, 82, which was a horrendous drought in many states, about 4 or 5 states.
Every farmer knows Australia is a land of drought and flooding rain. That natural variability is always a stress on farming communities, obviously. But what we're seeing in terms of the trends in climate due to global warming is just an added stress and an added forcing. So it just makes things harder than they would have been in the past. And, you know, it's the kind of evolving environment where the policymakers who support those communities are going to have serious challenges and will need to respond to those challenges.
So El Nino is a natural phenomenon that occurs every 7 or so years, you're saying. Well, that's the average. Yep. But
Approximately every 5 to 7.
But the but global warming, you think, is happening as well on top of that, and you think that that is now scientifically proven?
Oh, it's not a question of what I think. It's scientifically proven. It's been scientifically proven for a very, very long time. That's completely different, of course, to people's perceptions of the evidence around global warming. A lot of people don't wish to believe what the science says, and the science has been definitive on this for a very long time, but I totally accept that that's not a perception you would get if you read some media.
And even hearing former chairman of the ABC, Maurice Newman, saying it was some sort of conspiracy from the UN to maybe raise a bit of money.
I'm not really sure how to respond to Maurice Newman's comments. I did read them. The very first sentence is fundamentally wrong. I mean, he actually, in his first statement, said the reason people are frightened about global warming is because of climate models. It's absolutely not true. We're very worried about global warming because of fundamental physics and the observational data. You could take models out of this completely. And you can, in fact, take models completely out of the El Nino question as well. I said at the beginning that we use observations, and with those observations use modeling to predict the probability of an El Nino forming. You'd still know that there's a high probability of an El Nino forming just from the observations of ocean temperatures. We know that global warming is a real threat just from observations. We don't need models. The models enhance our knowledge and enhance our understanding, but unfortunately, in the same way as I hope none of you would take advice from me on investment and business, I remain perplexed as to why people listen to Mr. Newman on hardcore physics and mathematics, because that's what global warming is.